to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Fascinating discussion with Chris O'Brien and PMH Atwater. And Dr. Atwater, you were about to answer Chris, and we kind of ran out of time in our previous segment. Do you want to go on with that?
I'll do my best. This is a big topic. Yes, we are all part of a greater dynamic. I have no question about that. And within that greater dynamic, we are individuals that have our own trajectory. So within the greater whole, we exist as individuals also. And one of the things I discovered in my research of near-death experiences is that there are clearly four types of them. There's certainly the larger experience, the greater pattern, yes, 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 but there are clearly types of that pattern. The initial, what I call the initial, is just a few things, like the living dark or the loving nothingness or a quick out-of-body trip or just a greeter of some kind. Children have a lot of this. So do adults, but especially children. We have the unpleasant or hellish. One out of seven in my research base had this one. We have the pleasant or heavenly. This is the one we're the most familiar with, the books, the TV shows, the documentaries, and on and on and on, where in my research base, not even half had that. And then the transcendent. Now, in the hellish and heavenly, that's where you find your life reviews. With the transcendent, this one, you know, the individual is just as apt to hop a light ray and tour the universe as they are to wind up in some kind of heavenly college. Very seldom is this one personal. It has to do with the human family, with evolution, with the universe itself, how it came to be. So it is that broader, larger type of experience, again, that is seldom very personal. So those are the four types of experiences, and within that arrangement, then you do see very, very much so that some people's experience will wrap around what is necessary for that individual at that time in their life to pull it all together, to change their life, transform their life, maybe bring more of the spiritual into their life, more that sense of God or Allah or the divine. And then with other people, no personalization at all. No idea of them as a name and social security number and rank and order, but rather they as a soul, they as a spirit, they as one with the many. So you get that broad concept that the near-death experience seems to address whatever is needed at that point in time for that individual. If they don't need a lot of work on their particular life at that point in time, then they get the other kind. They get whatever it is that they need at that point. And this is not a hard, fast thing. We can't come in here clinically and scientifically and say, you know, this is the way it's going to be because that's the life you've lived, because we have no way to judge or discern what is really going on in depth at the deeper structures and deeper realities of that individual. All we can look at is the superficial life, the personality. We don't know what's going on the deeper levels. And that's where the near-death experience aims for is the deeper levels. And when you're talking about near-death experiences, you simply cannot talk about experiences like this without talking about the after effects. There is a pattern of physiological and psychological after effects. These people come back changed, and in specific ways and in physiological ways. Not everybody, but most of them. The physiological changes have a lot to do with the brain-mind assembly, that is to say, brain structure and brain function change, a little bit with some, a lot with others. The nervous system, the digestive system alter, and so does skin sensitivity. We're coming back with changes above and beyond the idea that people come back more loving, more generous,
and about real physiological
alterations. We're talking about physical changes as well as psychological changes.
Wow, that's interesting. I was not aware of that.
Now, I wanted to ask one question here that occurs to me listening to this conversation. Implies here that the person who undergoes a near-death experience is chosen for that and has to undergo changes. It's not just you get sick and you die briefly because of the condition you have, not because of some other cause. And this implies another cause. You didn't just die because you were sick.
Right.
You had to go away to be rebuilt and sent back.
Well, you know, that's one way of putting it. I rather look at it this way, that these experiences are so impactful. They are so real. They are so dynamic that they change the physical body as well as personality and the basic pattern of the personality.
But then you're kind of saying here that if they didn't have to undergo a change, they wouldn't die or suffer a brief death.
Well, you know, that's sort of like the judgmental thing. And you know, I'm going to back away from that because who are we to judge? We don't know. All I can share is that I saw this subtle pattern happen again and again. No, I can't prove it. All I can do is submit to you my research, and you decide for yourself.
Yeah, that also brings up something that I've heard associated with these types of experiences from time to time, and that is being told that your work is not yet done, that you can't transit and go to the next level or go to the other side because you have to return because there's something you've left undone. Have you done any follow-up work with people that have told you that they were somehow, their life had been, their life's goals or their life's purpose had been, it was not yet fulfilled, and that they had to return for a purpose, whether known or unknown? Have you done any follow-up work with people that have claimed that?
How would you do follow-up work? You'd have to be a trained transpersonal hypnotherapist, taking the person back into the soul level or into other levels of life in order to be able to ascertain something like that. So you can't make that kind of statement. You can only suppose, and it certainly sounds like that's true, that there is unfinished business. And we do need to come back and finish up our business. Or sometimes there are certain missions or jobs that we've chosen to do, or someone else has chosen us to do it, or for some reason we need to do it, and we come back and we do the job. My case is certainly in point here. I never chose to be a researcher. I mean, stop and think. Who in their right mind would want to be a researcher in a pioneering field?
We got to do the break.
Boy, do I know about that one.
I got to do the break, guys. Here we go. We have Dr. PMH Atwater talking about near-death experiences. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
PMH Atwater talking near-death experiences with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. And Chris, you're about to interject at the end of her last comment some further of your own.
Well, I was just saying that, boy, I know the feeling. I did not ever think that I would be out in the field investigating paranormal activities and all the things that go bump in the night. I thought I was going to be a musician or an artist or some sort of creative type, not somebody that was interviewing thousands of people. And that's I kind of feel for you. Because I think we both share that. But I think, Mike, what my question was prior to this, though, was has anybody come back, you know, full of vim and vigor saying, I was just told I need to come back because I have something important to do? And has any of your 4,000 people actually invented a new and better light bulb or a better mousetrap?
Sure, sure. Most of them.
Let's talk about that.
Come back that way.
I love the motivation that that you're implying here, that people feel when they come back. And give us some examples of how people like yourself have come back and then just had this whole new lease on life, literally, and gone on to bigger and better things.
I would say easily two-thirds or more are like that. So this is typical. It's not atypical. It's typical. Certainly, I'm a case in point. Margaret Fields Keene came back a healer. She used to be a teacher and a 4-H mother. She came back a healer, went to Africa and was healing with the indigenous healers, did some incredible things, invented the result system of healing. Certainly, we have Walter Russell. And then there was a fellow in Sweden, I don't remember his name, had an experience when he was about, 10 or 12, and just downloaded all kinds of inventions. And then when he became older, he went to school, got his degree in engineering, and told everybody now he has the sheepskin to back up all of his inventions. And he went on to invent all kinds of incredible things. And he said every one of them he had gotten when he, in his childhood near-death experience. So he only went to school to prove that he could do it, so he could finally, come out with all these things that he had had when he was like 10 or 12 in his near-death experience. He had Mellon Thomas Benedict, who also came back an inventor. One of the inventions that I saw in his studio years ago, invented a glass cutting scissors with very little hand fatigue. I got to see the scissors, and as it went on, there was a fellow in Canada who was shown the correct way to interpret the Bible. He spent the rest of his life in seminaries, talking to seminarians to educate them on the proper way to interpret the Bible. We have people that have come forward with all kinds of music. They were not musicians before. We've got this fellow who sold shoes and came back singing grand opera at various contests and went on to become an opera star.
Now, before they have this encounter, could they sing?
No.
Okay. So basically, I could die tomorrow and wake up and I'm doing good old-fashioned rock and roll or something. Maybe.
Whatever is repressed or suppressed within the system or not developed in the system, that seems to be enhanced and accelerated afterward. So the seed of it is somehow in the individual to begin with, whether they ever developed it or not, or was interested in it or not, and that is developed afterward. I was on my way to become a bank manager, so obviously I had a little bit of that seed in my system.
Boy, you were saved.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was one of these kids with learning disabilities. In the first grade, I was the only kid in class who could see music, hear numbers, and smell color. We now call that synesthesia or conjoined senses. And I spent most of the first grade on a tall stool in front of the class and sometimes had to wear a conical hat that said dunce on it as an example of a bad child who told lies.
Ouch.
So
the teacher's perfume was turquoise.
My first grade was a nightmare, but we won't go into that right now. But it's that idea that somehow, some way, at least in my opinion, there's a seed somehow in that individual that then accelerates, expands, and develops afterward. And that's very common. Also common is the personality tends to change, or at least the way they talk, the way they act, their behavior does change. And the families, certainly as a testimony to this, the bosses, healthcare providers, the friends, the relatives, this person is different afterward.
I seem to recall a newspaper article that I read here within the past few months of somebody having a near-death experience and coming back with a completely different accent from a different culture.
Right. That occasionally happens, too. Correct.
Okay.
Concept of Gene coming back as a rock and roll star. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that one.
Well, I can.
Well, again, we're talking about the soul level here, guys. We're not talking about the personality level. You're trying to all tie this up as personality behavior. Well, certainly that applies. But what we're looking at, again, are the deeper levels and the deeper realities of the individual. So, you know, it's got to be the spiritual. It's got to be the spirit. It's got to be the soul. I don't know what else to tie it to, because you can't tie it to mom and dad and the serial number or the Social Security number. You just can't tie it to that. It's deeper issues. And, you know, experiences will say over and over and over again, this is a spiritual experience. This is an experience that opens up the soul level, the spiritual level, the idea that that this world we live in is much bigger and more meaningful than we think and is run by laws above and beyond that of humankind. That there is another force at work, and it is that force that somehow touches the individual in these experiences or opens up greater realities to these people who have this kind of experience.
We have PMH Atwater, the subject, Near-Death Experiences with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
Down to two more segments with PMH Atwater talking about near-death experiences. And we're focusing on a lot of things here about where people suddenly become dedicated to a total profession, different lifestyle. All this is a result of having one of these experiences, almost or very much conveying the possibility that they were meant to die briefly, like you restart a computer. Is that a way to compare it? It's like the computer restarting?
No, I wouldn't say meant to die. That's such a judgmental term. We have no way to judge that.
Well, how about meant to reset, meant to do a reset?
That they do die, and they come back changed. And there certainly is that element of unfinished business on the soul level. They come back to take care of that. But to say they were meant to die, that's kind of a spooky thing to say. So I'm going to back away from that.
I was thinking more in the sense of doing a restart or a reset. Of
yeah, a do-over.
A do-over. And now maybe that's the way it has to be done.
You know, you could use those terms. I'm not sure what term you could use, but certainly the experiencer gets what they need, whether they admit it or not. And most of them that I know admit it, and that somehow the soul is involved here, and that this was appropriate, and this was meaningful, and this was helpful.
That leads us to an interesting area that a field investigator, a field researcher has to deal with from time to time. Now, you've had over 4,000 case studies. And
well,
you've seen
4,000, not over, nearly 4.
Nearly 4,000. And within those thousands of cases, obviously, you've been able to discern patterns. You've been able
yes.
to see trends.
Yes.
Has anyone come to you and come to you with a claim of an experience that didn't conform to that, and then you later found out that perhaps they were hoaxing you or trying to pull the wool over your eyes?
I did run into that, certainly. You can usually pick out a hoaxer. There's something different about their eyes. It's the way they use their words, their energy. You can usually pick them up pretty quick. It's a feeling kind of thing that you just sense right away. But you can be fooled. And I was fooled once that I know of. And the daughter wrote me years after her mother had died and told me that her mother had taken her experience and claimed it as the mother's own and did it for the attention, that it was actually the daughter's experience. And she would not give me the name. She said, you know, I don't want to give you my mother's name, but I want you to know that this happened and that you were fooled. So, you know, this has happened.
A lot of people with a lot of strange motivations out there.
But usually you can pick them up. But that one I missed.
Yeah.
You know, these experiences are so, you know, even if it's just a simple one, like the initial experience where you're met by the living nothingness or the friendly dark, if it's intense enough, you'll get that pattern of physiological and psychological after effects. So what I like to point out to people is that it doesn't matter how complex the experience is or how much information you gained. What matters is how intense was it. And it's that intensity that strikes down and involves the deeper structures. So again, it can be a simple experience, or it can be one of these long and complex ones. It doesn't matter. What matters is intensity.
That's a really good point, and it brings up this particular question. What is the most memorable, sort of out of the norm, intense experience that somebody has brought back? One that didn't conform to what you have identified or trends and patterns within these experiences, and there does seem to be a fairly easily to discern pattern within the four patterns that you illustrated. What is the most intense experience that you've encountered in all your case studies?
Well, I want to say right now it's one pattern. The pattern is the near-death experience. What I found was different types of that one pattern. There are many that don't conform to the Moody model. That classical model is not classical. We now know for sure that the tunnel effect is not a signature feature. There are not that many people who experience a tunnel, adult or child, anywhere in the world. So let's brush to one side this idea of something that breaks the pattern. I haven't run across anything yet that broke the pattern. So the idea then, rather, is what caught your attention. And I want to talk about one that's very simple, not one of these big complex ones, but it grabbed you. This is a man. This is Portland, Oregon. This is late October. This is outside Portland in the sort of the hinterlands, and it's around midnight. There had been a little bit of a rain, and not much, though, but the temperature had suddenly dropped. So it had created a condition called black ice. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but we Westerners are certainly familiar with black ice, where you the road is covered with ice, but you cannot see it. And he was traveling hairpin turns, traveling faster than he should have been with a black ice condition. He did not know it was black ice. It was the dark of the moon. There were no other houses around where he was traveling. He lost control of his car, smashed into a great tree. He lost his right arm. He could not see. And as near as he could tell, he was dead. He floated up to the top of the tree, looked down at the bloody, twisted site, and that's when he saw that his right arm was gone, that he couldn't see, and there was blood everywhere, and his desire was to save his body. So he looked around for help, and a distance away on a bit of a hill, there was a two-story house with a light on in the upper right corner of the house, How he got from the tree to the house, he does not know. It seemed to be like he floated there or somehow got there. And he looked inside, and inside was a man. He yelled at the man, "There's been an accident. Call the police." And he kept saying it over and over again. The police later on, in interrogating the man in the house, said, you know, what happened? Why did you even bother to look for an accident? And that guy said, in his ears, he kept hearing a man yelling, "There's been an accident. Call the police." So without question, he grabbed a flashlight, went down the house, outside the house, and began to, you know, call the police, then went down with his flashlight and located the accident and was there to flag down the police and the ambulance when they came. Well, 2 months later, the guy is still in the hospital, and his sight came back. Now, he had been an artist, a professional artist, right-handed. So he took his left hand because they could not reattach the right one. So he took his left hand and he drew a picture of the accident scene. The police were called in. The man in the house were called in. They looked at the picture and they said it was as if a photograph of the actual accident scene.
Oh, boy. We have PMH Atwater joining Gene and Chris. For one more segment, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackie Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackie berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
This is a fascinating journey into possible near-death experiences and the consequences, how people's lives have changed. Usually, I guess, for the better, right? I got the impression from most of what you say.
In most cases, but not all.
Okay, in cases where things got worse, we haven't dwelled too much on that. Could you maybe mention a case or two?
I can say that where it seems to get worse are those people, especially those people who had frightening experiences. But remember that man in that hall who talked about a beautiful experience as being a curse, certainly with him. What I've noticed with these people who seem unable to integrate their experience is over time, they seem to get kind of nervous and edgy. Many go on to experience health problems. They just seem not to be happy or satisfied with their life. And, you know, I can't say that of everybody, but I can say that of most of them in my research base. They didn't have that kind of satisfaction in their life. Those who were able to integrate their experience and went on to use it or benefit from it, those people, even though they might have horrendous problems afterward, and many did, like divorces, losing jobs, and, you know, being kicked out of the house and so forth, came to a point where they found their life very much better, very much more comfortable, very much more lovable, and many of them went on, of course, to go on in a different job and a different place and a different kind of life and were able very much to profit from their experience. So you can't make a broad statement here that everybody profits or everybody suffers. What you can say is that if the person chooses to learn from their experience and have that experience speak to them in a meaningful way, those people go on then to turn their life around and benefit very much from it. And others too. I like to think that the research I've done have helped other people. And I certainly did not do that research for myself. I did it for others.
Now, this is obviously considered, and this is the whole show was all about, the Paracast. We deal with subjects that are sometimes regarded as fringe. So how does someone like you get more mainstream science to look at near-death experiences and the value and the consequences of the changes?
Well, I had the good sense to listen to a vision I had before I married my husband, Terry Atwater, and that vision showed me what my name should be. So I went to court, and I changed my name to PMH Atwater. And that seemed at the time a very stupid thing to do, but later it turned out to be a very wise thing to do, because my name was initials and not a feminine name. My work was considered, talked about, and looked at. And since then, several of my findings have been upheld in clinical studies. I was in the Dutch study, the clinical prospective study that was in Lancet Medical Journal, 12-15-01. So I made it into Lancet, and yeah, my work has been considered, still is, and they're finding out now that the work I have done on the after effects has turned out to be the best in the field. And I truly feel it's because I did not have a feminine name when my work came out. That does make a difference. Sorry,
it's still
guys.
That glass Sorry, ceiling, guys. Right? A little bit of a glass ceiling.
Yeah.
It's yeah. So unfortunate.
Very definitely. If I'd have had a feminine name, my work would have never been considered. And I can just say that without hesitation.
Okay, well, that works pretty good. That works pretty good. All right. So tell our listeners about these two books that we've been discussing through the show, The Book of Near-Death Experiences and, of course, Near-Death Experiences, The Rest of the Story. In a couple of minutes or less, what are they going to discover? I'm telling you to cite, you know, a 5,000-page book in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Well, The Big Book of Near-Death Experiences catches everybody up with worldwide research. So, yes, I talk about my own research in the book, but mostly what's going on in the world, in the different countries, and where we are now in research. Near-Death Experiences, The Rest of the Story, is my research, and I talk about things in that book I could never talk about before. The second half of the book is about threshold experiences. I truly believe, on the basis of my research, that the near-death experience is not any kind of anomaly, but is rather part of the larger genre of transformations of consciousness. They have the same or similar after effects, and in the book, I go on to show what what transformations of consciousness are, why we have them, and where they lead us.
All right. What kind of reception do you get to your books in terms of other people's experiences? Do they then feel compelled to write to you about this?
Some do. Some do. Yes.
Do you get people who criticize you saying, why are you doing this?
Oh, criticism is legion. Yes. I have been slapped. I have been threatened with lawsuits. I have been cursed. I have been yelled at. You name it. You name it, and I've gotten it. And it was very hard to take for a while, and I went through a long period of depression because of it. And I came out of the depression, no vision, no words, just the desire, the feeling in my heart to do more and do it better. And that's exactly what I did. And for the most part, I've outlived most of my critics.
Well, that's certainly something to boast.
Unless they come back. Unless
that's
they came
true.
Back after a near-death experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I've done a lot of work, guys. And I did it for others, and now I can walk on. And my latest book just came out last week, and it's called Children of the Fifth World. You know, one of the conundrums I went into is children being born now match children who've gone through a near-death experience. So so my curiosity was, why? Why the match? And so this book is my answer, Children of the Fifth World, where I talk about genetics, evolution of the human race, the new kids, and on and on and on.
On and on. Where can our listeners find more about your stuff?
My website is just myname.com, so it's www.pmhatwater.com. I have a free monthly newsletter, so you can sign up on my website for my newsletter. There is an archive there, so you can look up past newsletters. I allow myself to talk about whatever I feel is necessary or helpful or hopeful at the moment. So you never know what's going to be in my newsletters.
We'll look forward to it. Chris O'Brien, tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff.
Well, I think we all agree we live on a strange planet, and it's ourstrangeplanet.com.
Right on. You can find us, by the way, on Twitter. We're known as the Paracast. Yes, we are on the social networks, even though we're very unsociable. At least I'm not very sociable. That's the Paracast. We also have actually two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, still waiting for somebody to guide me and tell me how to combine them into one, if there's even a way to do that. I guess you can get stuff on Facebook, you can never get it off. PMH Atwater, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thanks, Chris and Jean. Bye.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.